This is Leonard Nimoy. The Barbary Coast, that mysterious region so much talked of, yet so seldom visited, of which so much is heard, but so little seen. That sink of moral pollution whose reefs are strewn with human wrecks. The Barbary Coast, the stamping ground of murderers and cutthroats, the home of vice, the harbor of destruction. The coast on which no soft winds blow, but where rages a wild sirocco of sin. That's how a San Francisco newspaper described the city's most notorious district in 1869. The 1860s had seen a period of extraordinary growth take place in the city, in population, in commerce, and in importance as a seaport. But the same tide of prosperity that washed against those shores also brought with it the human flotsam of the seven seas. And as the city grew famous, so did its underworld become infamous.
Murder Point, Bull Run, Moketown, Dead Man's Alley. Every Jack Tar that ever went looking for pleasure knows the streets of the Barbary Coast. Aye, it was rough. It was a place for murder, and worse. Mind you, a man had to keep a weather eye out if he went down there. As we got a saying, many's the man that went to the coast. Many's the man that sent back his ghost.
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Where No Soft Winds Blow, by Steve Sherrod. Our stars, Corey Burton, John Larch, and Jack Crucian.
From the 1860s on, San Francisco's Barbary Coast District offered every variety of vice and crime imaginable. For that reason, it was the outrage of society's more respectable members, a condemnation that also made it a magnet for the curious.
No, sir. The coast warrant for the weak of heart, nor the gentry. But that didn't stop them lubbers from coming. All fitted out in their silk finery and such, nosing in the ports, they'd be better off sailing past. Some folks never learn until it's too late. Take what happened to my young shipmate, Johnny B.
Bannister! John Bannister! Hold up there!
Well now, what's this? Fuller and Hammond, what are you two doing here in San Francisco?
We might ask you the same question.
Why, I've just been visiting the Board of Brokers on an errand for my father.
Ah, taking advantage of all the speculation in mining stocks, eh?
No, I leave that to my father. We have an agreement. He makes the money and I help him spend it. But surely you two didn't rush all the way from Virginia City to be duped by these disreputable stockbrokers.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Oh, we're on a holiday.
Yes, we thought we'd have a bit of fun.
I wish you'd told me. We could have made the trip together.
No harm done. Now that we've found you, we can all at least have a drink together.
Ah, excellent idea. I'll get us a cab. You there, Hackie?
Ham and I thought we might take in a prize fight this evening. Why don't you join us, John?
Watching two ruffians strike each other with bare fists is hardly my idea of excitement.
Well, there's bound to be a bit of wagering. I hear both men are Irish, probably quite proficient at fisticuffs.
I should imagine.
You sure you won't change your mind?
Quite sure. If I want that sort of thing, I'm sure I can find it in any alley back in Virginia City.
Bannister's right. There's no sense in doing something here we can just as easily do back home. We should take advantage of some of the delights that San Francisco has to offer.
What about this Ada Menken woman? She's appearing at the Opera House in a play called Mazeppa.
Is she the one who gallops across the stage on horseback wearing only a pair of flesh-colored tights?
She is. I hear her performance is quite... stirring.
Scandalous is more like it. Sounds perfect. All those in favor of...
I say, take a look at this.
What is it, Ham?
This newspaper. Someone left it on the seat. Read what it says here.
Let's see. The Barbary Coast is the haunt of the low and vile of every kind. The gambling houses and dance halls are thronged with riot-loving rowdies in all stages of intoxication. Here, faded women drink vile liquor, smoke offensive tobacco, and engage in the most vulgar conduct. We warn our readers so they may keep away. Give it a wide berth as you value your life.
Disgusting.
Yes, quite. Still, it does make one wonder just why these pitiful creatures behave in such a degrading fashion.
An interesting question, to be sure.
Much more interesting than Mazeppa.
Surely you aren't suggesting that we visit this, this cesspool of sin?
No, of course not.
I think what Ham meant was that it would have been interesting to see for ourselves what it's really like, but we all know that's impossible.
Oh, quite impossible.
We are, after all, gentlemen.
Yes, we are gentlemen.
Right this way, gents. Right this way. I got just what you're looking for. Pretty waiter girls. Is off the boat from France?
No, thank you. Some other time, perhaps.
What about you, lad? Have a drink with me girls, eh? Give me a chance to be with a real gentleman?
Unhand me, sir. I have business elsewhere.
Well, suit yourself, mate. You'll be back. My girls are the most reasonable on the coast.
Dirty man. He soiled my coat with his foul hands.
There's the prize fight you were looking for.
Yes, I'm not entirely sure coming down here was such a good idea.
Yes, I get the feeling every cutthroat and ruffian on the street is staring at us.
I shouldn't worry. They wouldn't dare attack three gentlemen.
No, I suppose not. I could use a drink. What about...
Spare two bits for a Jan and Aunt Sailor.
What? No.
Oh, come on, Mighty. Don't be selfish. You've got plenty of swag. Share it with someone that ain't got none.
I said no. Now, go away. Leave me alone.
2 bits is all. Just 2 bits.
Oh, give it to him, Ham. Then he'll leave us alone.
He'll only spend it on cheap whiskey, and by his smell, I'd say he's had more than enough.
Now, you better listen to your Mighty.
Are you threatening me, my good man?
Aye.
Look out. He's got a knife.
All right, get me money or I cut your throats. What it be?
The money, of course. Here, take it all.
Yeah. It's more like... Hey, what's going on here?
What's that? Jack, not with you, look. No.
You got favor, little skunk.
I don't mean no harm, I swear, Jack.
Ship out for a stove in that monkey skull of yours.
All right, Jack, whatever you say.
Now look alive, let him be quick about it.
Your appearance was most propitious, sir.
What's that?
You have my gratitude, Mr.
Jack the Ox, my name. Don't mind me, Claw. It's a wicked-looking thing, but it comes in right handy.
Yes, so it would seem.
You young gentlemen are a bit off course, ain't you? If you don't mind me saying so, you're like 3 treasure ships in these waters.
Yes, I'm beginning to get that feeling myself.
If you want to muck about the Barbary Coast, you'd best keep a weather eye out for bilge like that, or they'll have you scuttled in no time.
I think we'd better return to our own waters, as you put it.
Yes. Let's go back to the hotel and have a drink.
Oh, what I need is a nice, quiet brandy.
Oh, well, if all you're looking for is a bit of peace and quiet and a drink or two, I know just the place.
I thought you were bringing us to a nice, quiet establishment, Mr. Hook.
Yeah, and so I am. It's me very own saloon.
You own this place?
Aye. Now down the hatch. Drink up, mates. It's all on me.
Oh, that was some drink.
It's going right to my head. I feel a bit dizzy.
So do I. What did you give us?
Just a little something to take the wind out of the sails. Whiskey, brandy, gin, and laudanum.
Laudanum?
Don't worry, mates. You can sleep it off on the mattress in the cellar.
Mattress?
Cellar?
Aye. Didn't I tell you? You're standing on a trap door.
Thank you.
John Bannister and two of his friends decided to see for themselves if the Barbary Coast deserved its wild reputation. During their explorations, the three young gentlemen are lured into a waterfront saloon by the notorious Jack the Hook. Once inside, they're quickly drugged, then dropped through a trap door in the floor of the saloon.
There's an unwritten law on the Barbary Coast. Any man is fair game. Men like Jack the Hook lives by them words. Many's the lad who fell into his greedy clutches and ain't come home to tell of it.
Oh. Oh, my head. Where the devil? Bannister? Oh, Bannister, wake up.
What? Hammond, where are we? The saloon. There was something in the drinks.
Yes, and a trap door. But this isn't a basement. It looks like the hold of a ship. We must be aboard one of the vessels anchored in the harbor.
My money's gone. Those dirty swine. I've been robbed. If they think they can get away with this.
Oh, who's that chap next to Fuller?
I didn't even notice him in this dim light. Obviously, we aren't the only ones Jack the Hook entertained this evening. You there. Are you all right? Do you hear me? I said... Why, he's nothing but a suit of clothes stuffed with straw.
A dummy? Now, why would anyone...
My word!
What's the matter?
His arm. It moved. They've stuffed a couple of rats into the coat sleeves. Nasty little vermin.
You better wake up friend Fuller and give him the bad news.
Yes. Let's get off this stinking ship and get to the authorities.
Fuller, wake up. Come on, come on, old boy.
Look at his face. He seems awfully pale.
Oh, come on. Help me get him up.
Wait, roll him over. Blood. It's his head.
Oh, he must have cracked it open when he fell through the trapdoor.
He needs a doctor. You stay here. I'm going to get help. We're at sea. But this is impossible.
You could have fooled me, mate.
What is this ship? Where is she bound?
She's the Medusa, bound for China.
China? But I don't want to go to China.
Oh, then you shouldn't have signed on.
Signed on? What are you talking about? I didn't sign anything.
Oh. Well, one of them, eh? I should have guessed. You ain't exactly dressed like a sailor, are you?
Then you agree that there's been a mistake.
Well, if there is, you made it.
But you don't understand. My friends and I, we don't belong here. You've got to take us back to San Francisco.
Oh, you hear that, lads? He wants to go back.
I demand that you put us ashore immediately. My friend is very ill. He must see a doctor.
Oh, he ain't got no doctor. But I could have a look at your friend. I've picked up a thing or two over the years. Might be useful.
Well, I'd appreciate that,
Pitt. Mr. Pitt.
John Bannister.
Are you coming?
No, I want to speak to the captain.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you, mate.
Please, sir, you just look after my friend.
So you want to go back to Frisco, eh?
Put me and my friends ashore, and I'll gladly pay whatever you ask. As I told you, all my money was stolen, but you will be paid. You have my word.
Your word ain't good enough.
Sir, I am a gentleman. I can...
And a right stupid one at that.
What?
You just don't get it, do you? You've been shanghaied.
Shanghaied?
The Medusa's bound for China, and there ain't no way off except the shark bait.
But I told you I will pay.
Money won't reef a sail or man the helm. I've got to have men to sail my ship. And you're one of them now.
I'm no sailor.
You're what I say you are. Jack the Hook sold me a sailor, and a sailor you'll be.
You can't get away with this. My father is a very powerful man. When he finds out what's happened, he'll have you thrown in prison with all the other scum.
Hit! You and your frock coat and your fancy airs, they can't save you now, can they?
Beg your pardon, Captain?
What is it, Mr. Pitt?
I thought you'd better see this. Looks like Jack the Hook sold us a bill of goods.
A dummy! You mean I paid $100 for a bundle of straw?
Aye, sir. Jack outdid himself on this one. He sewed rats in the sleeves to make the dummy twitch like a real man.
That thieving one-armed son of Neptune! I'll have his head for this!
It serves you right.
Shut up, you! Still think your precious father can save you? Mr. Pitt, take this man up on deck and give him a taste of the lash.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Flogging. But you can't.
Take him along, Mr. Pitt!
Please, Mr. Pitt, you've got to listen to me.
Come on, lad, step lively.
Your captain is insane. Can't you see that?
Now, turn and put your arms around the mast.
My God.
Stop your sniveling and listen to me. Your friend's dead.
Fuller?
I couldn't do nothing for him. And if you don't want to end up the same as he, you'll do exactly as I say. You understand?
Yes.
Now, the whole crew's going to be watching when I start cracking this cat. And I ain't going to be able to help marking this soft white back of yours.
You're not?
No, because the whip is soaked in gull's blood. So you make it look good, mate. When you hear that whip crack around the mast in front of you, you jump and you scream your bloody lungs out.
But why are you...
Hush now. Just make it look good. When I'm finished, slump to the deck and don't move until I say so. Ready?
Yes.
Louder, mate, louder.
And the body shall be cast into the sea. Heave it over, Mr. Pitt!
Aye, aye, sir.
Goodbye, Fuller, old friend.
All right! Hark to work, you lovers! Look alive! Stand by the helm! You there! Go aft! Prepare to slack off the main sheet!
The time may come when we'll envy Fuller. At least he's off this godforsaken ship.
Not even a headstone to mark his grave.
Come on, lad. You can't do him no good now.
No, not now. But someday, I'll have my revenge.
Later, the sailing ship Medusa makes its way along the coast of California on the return voyage from China. On board is John Bannister, formerly a gentleman of leisure, now just another common sailor.
At first, his heart wasn't in the sea. But once Johnny B, that's what we called him, once Johnny B stopped putting on airs, he turned out to be a right fair mate. Ah. Tis a fine night, Johnny.
Aye, Mr. Pitt. A fine night indeed.
Just look at the sky. Not a cloud in sight. Yes. Nothing but stars as far as the eye can see.
If I climb the mast, I'll bet I could reach out and touch them.
I bet you're good at that. Johnny, I'll take the helm if you like, lad. You look a bit sleepy.
Oh, not sleepy. Just dreamy.
Ah, the sea's casting her spell on you, Johnny. Once she does that, you'll never be able to leave her. Believe me, I know. Many's the time I thought about giving up the life and going ashore for good. But in the end, I always sign up for another voyage.
Too much salt in your blood, eh?
Partly. But then, I couldn't take the chance in them days.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been a good shipmate these last 3 years, Johnny. As good as any I ever sailed with. I reckon I can trust you.
You know you can.
Well, it's like this, Johnny, my lad. Some men choose the sea, and some men have it chosen for them.
Like when I was Shanghai.
Well, I wasn't Shanghai'd, but I didn't have no choice either. I had to go before the mast. It was that or go to prison. I killed a man, a very rich, very powerful man. And the sea was my only escape.
But surely they've forgotten by now.
Oh, maybe, maybe not. But now I'm too old to start another life. Too old to leave the sea.
Your secret is safe with me, Mr. Pitt. I owe you that much, at least. You've shown me nothing but kindness since I first came aboard.
You were a worthless lubber in those early days. I felt sorry for you. Because you had hands like a woman.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, soft white hands that never done an honest day's work. Now look at him. You got two good fists there, hard and strong, ready to grab hold of life and ride out any storm that hits. A man needs fists like that if he's going to make his way in the world, especially if he's got revenge in his heart.
Do you blame me? If I'd only lost 3 years of my life, I might have given up the idea. But I've lost two good friends as well. First Fuller died, and then Hammond was swept overboard during that storm off Kamchatka.
Aye, that was a deadly wind, that was.
It's not the storm that killed Ham. It was Jack the Hook. Or did you think I'd forgotten who put me on this hell ship? The thought of getting even with him is the only thing that's kept me alive on this voyage. Make no mistake, Mr. Pitt. I will have my revenge.
Yeah, it's bad enough being on short rations without having to eat this swill. When I get my hands on that scurvy cook...
Ain't cookies doing... He serves what the captain tells him to.
What's he trying to do? Starve us to death?
I don't know how the skipper expects us to do all that extra work he's been giving us if we don't eat proper.
Wait a minute, no. Most of them chores don't even need doing. They're just a waste of time and a lot of hard work.
That miserable son of a sea witch. If the captain ain't careful, the Medusa's going to be a ship without a crew.
No, that's exactly what he wants.
What?
What do you mean?
You've all heard the scuttlebutt. The skipper's fixing to lay over in Frisco Bay for at least a month so the ship can be refitted.
Aye, and that means we'll have a whole month to spend on the Barbary Coast before shipping out again.
Don't be a chucklehead. You think the captain's going to pay a month's wages just so you can drink and whore?
As long as I'm signed on to this ship, I get paid. Same as if we're at sea or in dry dock.
But you don't get paid if you desert.
And just why would I desert?
Because the food's going to get worse, and the work's going to get harder.
You mean the captain's been doing these things deliberately?
Aye. I've seen it before on other ships. Captain's trying to run the crew out so he won't have to pay wages.
Ah, so that's his game, eh? Well, a little bad food and extra work ain't enough to make me jump ship.
Oh, you'll jump all right. If he takes away your shore liberty.
What? No liberty?
Oh, now, wait a minute. He can do it. He can do it if he's a mind to. You think he can stand to spend a month aboard a ship with the lights of the Barbary Coast shining across the bay?
That's a joy, old
man. Tell you if you can, or then you ain't human. There she is, Johnny lad. Just look at her. San Francisco.
Never did I see a more welcome sight.
Ahoy, Medusa!
Well, here they are.
What's the matter? It's only some men in small boats. What harm can they do?
All the harm in the world, lad. Them's runners. The boarding house owners pay them $5 for every man they can persuade to desert. They'll go with them.
Gather round, blokes. Gather round. Here's all the whiskey and rum you can drink.
Give me some of that rum, mate.
The fools. What fools they are, Johnny.
Can you blame them, Mr. Pitt? They're trying to drink away 3 years of misery.
They're drinking away more than that, Johnny. As sure as I'm standing here, that liquor's been doped. Hey, that's good. By the time our mates realize what's been done to them, they'll be signed to an outboard ship. They'll be lucky if they spend 24 hours ashore, much less a month.
And the captain does nothing to stop the runners?
Hell, he's in cahoots with them. Ain't nothing we can do but look out for ourselves. Unless you want to spend the rest of your days at sea.
No, thanks. I've taken my first and last voyage as a sailor.
Them runners won't leave the ship until they get every man aboard in tow.
Well, what'll we do?
I'll play along with them. Pretend to get drunk and wait for my signal.
So what do you say, lads? Why don't you jump this stinking hulk and come with me?
I got almost $600 coming to me. If I jump ship, I'll lose all my pay.
Now, don't kid yourself, mate. Your skipper's as tight-fisted as they come. You got about as much chance of getting paid as a whale has of flying. And you don't want to stay here. Why, that captain's a mean one. You tell me so yourself.
I hate his guts.
Now, you come with me, and I'll see that you sign with a ship headed for the South Seas. A real pleasure cruise, eh? And with a kind-hearted old skipper who treats his crew proper.
A lot of good it does to jump ship if we don't have any money.
No, don't you blokes worry. I know just the place. It's a little boarding house run by a mate of mine. He has got the best whiskey and the prettiest, the most skillful women on the Barbary Coast. And if you don't believe me, here, just take a look at these pictures. Oh, now that's the gal for me. It's all for your amusement, lads. Eager to please, just waiting for you to come and get them. Now, who's going to come with me? Into the boats, then, lads. Into the boats.
Now, I changed me mind. I'm going to stay aboard and get me money.
Oh, yeah. Take him, boys.
All right.
No, I'm staying here, I tell you. Let go of me, you stinking wolf, man. Use the blackjack.
Now, Johnny, over the side and swim for it.
Harry, stop those two. Don't let them get away.
Leonard Nimoy again, and here's the fourth act of Where No Soft Winds Blow.
Sorry, Johnny. I ain't much of a swimmer. Oh, you should have let me drown. You should have got away while you had the chance.
A man looks out for his shipmates. You taught me that.
And look where it got you. Once that runner turns us over to his mate at the boarding house, you ain't got a prayer of escaping. You'll be on an outbound ship.
Stop, old man. I've had enough of your tongue all for one day.
Where are you taking us?
You'll find out soon enough. Come on, move it! That's the last boat, lad.
Well, a scary looking lot. What death ship did you pull these corpses off of?
The Medusa.
Nah, I'll be lucky if I can ship them. They look like they ain't dead nothing in weeks.
Oh, now, come on, Jack. Just count heads and give me my share.
All right, y'all, line up there. One, two, three, four.
Do you believe in fate, Mr. Pitt?
What?
Fate. Predestination. Everything happens for a reason. Even our being here right now.
What the hell are you talking about?
That man there. The one with the hook. Do you recognize him?
Aye, that's Jack the Hook.
Fate, Mr. Pitt. I'm going to have my revenge after all.
You'll have a hell of a time getting it in this place. Try anything here, and we all get our throats cut.
All right, you swabs. Listen here to me. You'll be bunking here until I find your berth on an outbound ship. Until then, the whiskey and women are on me. Now, before you goes into the saloon, I want you to stow any money or valuables you got in this here bag.
What the devil for?
So's you won't get robbed. I luck your swag up where it'll be nice and safe.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You're saying I don't look out for me, Gats?
Jack the Hook looks out for himself.
Ow.
You're the biggest thief on the coast.
No. Anyone else think I'm dishonest? Aye, that's it, mate. Drop it in and you can go into the saloon. All right, now take your mate with you. Oi, that earring gold? Well, you better put it where it'll be safe. And your knife. Don't want to cut yourself accidental like, do you? All right, now what are you two waiting for? What, you want an invitation?
Aye. Well, we ain't got no money, nothing but the shirts on our backs.
Oh, is that so? All right, search him.
Aye, aye, Jack.
It's for your own protection, mates. You understand?
Oh, aye.
You, Jack the Hook?
I might be.
I got 3 whaling ships anchored off the heads, and I want to sign 90 men to sail on the morning tide.
90 men?
They're clean, Jack.
What? Oh, all right. You can let them in the saloon.
Do I get the crew I need or not?
Well, I can't ship 90 men in one night. I got to have more notice.
I'm paying $100 for each man that signs the ship's articles, and there'll be a bonus in it for you.
I can give you 70 now, and the rest in 2 days.
Won't do. I sail on the morning tide. If you can't handle it, I'll take my business someplace else.
Wait. No. Don't go. I'll get you the men you need.
You just said you couldn't ship that many men.
Might. For $100 a head and a bonus, I can do anything.
All right. Have them aboard my ships before dawn. One other thing.
What's that?
If you fail, if I miss that tide because you couldn't deliver, you're a dead man.
And just where in blazes are you going to get 90 men?
I got 17 already, ain't I? All I need is another 73. Oh, what have I done? 73.
And you got to get them signed and delivered before dawn.
I think my shipmate and I can be of some help.
What's he talking about? Here, get him out of here.
All right, you heard what Jack said.
Suit yourself. But I know where I can lay my hands on 90 men easy.
You're a liar.
If I am, then you can say goodbye to $9,000 and the bonus. But if I'm telling the truth, then all it's going to cost you is our freedom.
Better listen to him, mate. That's a lot of swag to pass up.
But what I wants to know is how come you wants to help old Jack out of a fix? What's in it for you?
You were going to ship us out on those whalers as part of the crew, right?
Aye.
So if we want to stay ashore, we've got to find someone to take our place, right?
Aye. But 90 men?
You just leave that to Johnny B. and Mr. Pitt. Is it a deal?
Aye, it's a deal.
Come on, Mr. Pitt. We've got work to do.
Do you think you can trust those two lubbers?
You forget. There ain't a man on the coast that's got the guts to double-cross Jack the Hook. Now, what does he want us to meet him on Talbot's Wharf for?
Well, he didn't say, Jack. He didn't say. That bloke, you know, Pitt, just told me to be at the steamship Anna Marie an hour before dawn.
Anna Marie? Why, that old hulk ain't even seaworthy. How does he expect it? What the hell's going on here?
Come aboard!
All right now, matey, what's going on here?
How many is that, Mr. Pitt?
That's 90, Johnny lad.
You're supposed to be hustling up sailors, not having a winding aboard some broken-down old steamship.
Cast off, Mr. Pitt.
Aye, aye.
Now, tell me, what the hell's going on here? It's almost done. Where are the 90 men I'm supposed to ship?
Jack, we're moving.
Aye. We're going to a picnic.
A picnic? By the yard arm, I'm gonna rip you apart with me hook and feed your guts to the sharks.
What for? You've got your 90 men, haven't you?
What? You can't mean these lubbers.
Aye?
But they're all getting drunk, having a good time.
Well, how do you think I got them on board?
And how did you?
Once the word got out that Jack the Hook had chartered the Hannah Marie for a birthday and that there would be free whiskey and rum, well, let me tell you, we had our hands full keeping the limit down to 90.
You mean These are the 90 men I'm shipping.
By the time we reach the whalers, they'll be sleeping like lambs. We added some laudanum to the whiskey, a touch I knew you'd appreciate.
Aye. Wait a minute. I know some of these lads. There's Butcher Knife Bill and Boston Charlie. Aye, these are all mates of mine.
That's right. Runners, crimps, murderers, the scum of the Barbary Coast.
What's going on here? I ain't shipping me friends, you double-crossing...
Mr. Pitt! You're very handy with that blackjack, Mr. Pitt.
Aye. It's amazing what you can learn on the Barbary Coast, if you've a mind to pick things up. And lying there right in front of you is numbers 89 and 90, waiting to be shipped out on the whalers. So Johnny B. got his revenge, after all. The Barbary Coast weren't so wild after that. What with 90 of the worst cutthroats runners and Shanghai artists off on whaling ships. Johnny B., he went back to Virginia City. He asked me to come with him, but like I told him, I got the sea in my blood. As for Jack the Hook, well, he got what was coming to him.
Oh, me head. And where am I?
You're aboard the Iron Castle, bound for Japan on a whaling adventure.
What's that? Oh, you're a liar.
Liar, eh? See for yourself.
No. Oh, that scurvy rat. I'll get even with him if it's the last thing I ever do.
I doubt it.
Huh?
You failed me, Jack. You only shipped 89 men. That's one less than I contracted for.
I don't know what you're talking about. That rotten Johnny B. said there was 90 men on board that steamship.
Aye, but that included you. And a one-armed man is of no use to me, hook or no hook. So you see, you forfeit everything.
Huh?
The $9,000. The bonus. Oh. And I'm afraid your life.
Me life?
All right, heave away, lads.
No! No! Aye! All right, now put me down! Put me down!
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Where No Soft Winds Blow, was written by Steve Sherrod and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Leonard Nimoy. Our stars were Corey Burton, John Larch, and Jack Crucian. Featured in the cast were Robert Towers, Lou Horn, and Dawes Butler. John Harlan speaking. Associate Director of Mutual Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Mark Trella is production supervisor. Recording engineer, Hal McDonald. Music editor, Lee Ringette. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Lorne Greene. Tune in again next Monday for another original dramatization of America's past, how a nation began, and how it grew.